What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Big Foodies, a very special Halloween episode of Big Foodies. That's right. One of my favorite holidays, strictly based on the fact that it does involve candy. I am Biggie. This is Barrett.
What's up?
And Matt is coming to us from an undisclosed quarantined location today.
Yeah.
But we were nice enough to put him on FaceTime. He wanted to be a part of this, which we thank him for that. So, but not really going to get to eat anything.
I know, I'm bummed. I love Halloween and I love Halloween candy. So
yes.
I'm kind of happy you're not here because I get to eat your portion.
That's right. So we get to eat more candy. Actually, and you know, I do want to mention before we get started, because we literally are like fat kids in a candy store right now. Yeah. We are coming to you from the Marco's Kitchen Studio, as always. So thank you to Marco's. And Matt, now you're on FaceTime. I'm going to kind of let you look down and see. I was in charge of buying the candy, so I tried to get all the like favorites that you got as a kid. So kind of take a look.
Wait, is that it, though?
Matt, you're busy. We're just going to let you go.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, he doesn't need to know
everything. I mean, what did you expect? You left a fat guy with all this candy for 2 weeks. You thought I wasn't going to eat some of it?
So you bought the candy a couple weeks ago because we were expecting to do this, and things happened.
Exactly. Things have changed. It's very rude of Matt to point out how candy's here. Look at him, Mr. Slim.
I don't blame you. Hey, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get into it. Minus Matt today for his rude comment. but what I did try to do was get all the classic things you got as a kid. I mean, I didn't go too crazy. It's the classic mix. It's got Starburst, Skittles, Reese's, tons of Reese's.
Now, as a kid, if you're trick-or-treating, you're happy to get any of this stuff.
Of course. Of course. Now, well, let me ask you this. What was your favorite Halloween candies? Starting.
Now, it's not here, and I'm not mad about it, but a Tootsie Roll.
That's Matt calling back.
Is that Matt calling back?
We're just going to let him go to voicemail. He'll get over it.
He's mad about that.
Okay?
He's mad about
that. Yeah, so what? I ate some candy. Who cares?
So, no, I was a big Tootsie Roll fan growing up. So
really?
You got, like, 10 Tootsie Rolls in your mouth at the same time.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. And then you spit, and it looks like you're chewing tobacco.
Okay, yeah, now that was fun. Did you ever get the, which were some of my favorite, the other flavored Tootsie Rolls?
No, I was just a straight chocolate guy.
Really?
Yeah, straight chocolate guy.
Now, you know what my favorite thing to get was, which I didn't get in the mix either, those little Smarty candies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Which is
Smarty?
Matt!
You what?
It's really rude.
Yeah, it is very rude. We're trying to...
You know what? I'm going to silence the
phone. We're trying to do a podcast now. Okay. What a jerk.
All right. He can stay in quarantine forever for all I care. I will say this about the Smarties, which I don't know what this says about me as a child, but I remember always pretending they were pills.
Really?
Being like, I've got to take more of my medicine, which really led... Probably, I'm glad I don't have a pill addiction because of that.
Now, yeah.
Would you grab strawberry? That's what I got.
I haven't had Nerds, I can't tell you, in years. I don't know. I'm not saying they age very well.
They, a lot sweeter than I remember. Now,
hey.
Kids today, I don't see Nerds as much as I see those Nerds ropes everywhere.
Man.
The movie theaters.
Ever.
Yeah. I know that sounds stupid when you're eating candy, like it tastes really sweet, but it does.
Now, I feel like you can classify candy people in two different categories. Like a gummy, fruity person, and then a chocolate person.
And which were you?
Chocolate.
I was the opposite. I was the gummy, fruity guy.
I was a chocolate person through and through.
If I got Nerds, Starburst, another one. Now, the key to the Starburst, though, is the worst one you could get... Look at that, right off the bat. Look, it happened.
Yellow.
This was not planned.
Double yellow.
Double yellow. The worst ones you could get. Crap.
I have a feeling that these are all going to be double yellow.
That was totally unplanned, but I would get so mad when I would get, there we go, that's better. You get an orange. Look at that, another yellow.
Double yellow.
What are you doing to us?
Another double yellow.
This is Matt's fault. No, not even here. But that was the worst feeling, was you'd get that, you'd open it up. Mm-hmm. I was double red, rarely happened. That was like the crown jewel.
That's a jackpot. Yes. Right there.
But I'll take that. This is good. Strawberry and orange. Sure.
Now, something that I do love, but for some reason I feel like you can't go buy on the shelf, is a Crunch Bar.
Yeah, it's not a go-to candy. I'll eat it if it's in my trick-or-treat bag.
I love a Crunch Bar, but you can't just, like, you know, the little section at the grocery store right at the register with the candy bars. You can't go get a Crunch Bar there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Crunch Bars are like those symphony bars. They're just kind of hard to find.
Uh-huh. A little classic taste. I'll tell you another one as I chew. I shouldn't even Starburst when I'm talking. Another one, something I don't buy at the store, but I love them during Halloween. Kit Kat.
So, when I got my first job ever at a grocery store, every time I'd take a break, I'd get a grand Kit Kat and Mountain Dew. And for some reason, I just...
That explains a lot.
The big Kit Kat and the Mountain Dew. I just have such good memories with Kit Kat, man.
See? Now, I don't ever actively buy them, but... Halloween mix? Heck yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. A little now, crispity, crunchy wafer.
This might be a hot take, but the Twix, overrated.
I like a Twix, but to me, this is too small.
Yeah, no.
Uh-huh. That I don't like the Twix minis like that. Now,
I just saw 100% it. Where is
it? Where'd they go? Got a lot of those. Now, this is a classic, too. The Fun Size Snickers. I love the Fun Size Snickers, though. Like, I don't actively buy... like I said, I'm a gummy guy, so I don't buy a lot of chocolate, but something about a Fun Size Snickers, just pop it right in, you're good to go. That's always one of my...
Let's see. We've already done the M&M episode. I'm kind of sick of M&M's at this point.
Classic, though.
Classic. Okay, no. This one right here. I'm a chocolate guy. 100% the original milk chocolate Hershey's. My favorite candy bar of all time.
Really?
Yes. I'm somebody who can just... I can eat straight up chocolate, and it's no problem. Chocolate and water.
Okay.
Go well together to me.
Chocolate and water.
Yes, like...
wasn't that a book?
Well, it's like life water for chocolate. No, for some reason, like a big Hershey bar and a cold glass of water.
Water, okay.
It hits me. I don't know what it is.
Now, I'll ask you this, and this applies to M&M's and Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the kid that ate each individual M&M and Skittle out of the pack? You know, like you count one out.
The whole pack?
Yeah, or were you this kid?
No. That kid. 100%. Mm-hmm. I did that with Smarties. Anything that's little like that. Yeah, you gotta go for it.
I always wondered about people, because I'd see other kids, which again, probably why we're doing a show called Big Foodies.
Right.
But they would take each individual Skittle out and eat it, and I'm like, you are a serial killer. Who doesn't just pour all the... And, by the way, one of the best flavors there is every Skittle mixed together, just poured into your mouth at once.
Also, if you haven't seen our Try It Tuesday from last week, the new Mountain Dew Voodoo tastes just like Skittles.
When you said that, and all the comments below it were like, you're right, that's that taste. Yeah, it is. It's when you pour all the Skittles into your mouth at once.
Yeah.
That's what Mountain Dew has created.
100%.
Now, what else we got here? We kind of got our Nerds, our Starburst we covered, Snickers, there's one for you. I'm going to have a Crunch Bar now that you...
See, man.
You sold me on the Crunch Bar.
And the Bunch of Crunch at a movie theater? It's one of the best snacks ever. Yeah, man.
What is your... If you are buying a candy bar, what is your... I find it changes as you get older.
The Hershey bar, the original Hershey bar, or Three Musketeer?
Mm-hmm.
Something about the light fluffiness of the inside of that Three Musketeer just makes me feel like I'm at home in bed, you know? Like it's a rainy day.
Just eating Three Musketeers bars.
Well, that's happened before.
That's happened before. That's the worst way to be found dead.
That's how I spent my life.
It looks like pretty weird, Chief. He's naked eating Three Musketeers bars. Anything else? He had a cup of water. Water and chocolate.
Water and chocolate. What a weird guy. Good book, by the way.
And there's one we totally avoided.
Weird one.
And that's the obvious one. That's the Reese's
Cup. Oh, yeah. Forgot it. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? As a kid, I didn't care about these. Like, my dad would be like, I want to steal your Reese's Cups. And I'm like, go ahead. I didn't care. Now, as an adult, hell no.
Can I tell you the problem with Reese's Cups? I love Reese's Cups.
For one, these are smaller.
It's too much work.
It is a lot of work.
You gotta, it's like, dang, opening a package. And then you gotta take it out of this part. And then I don't even know what's wrong with that. But
that's how they get it. Yeah. Now, for a long time, you talk about, I mean, they call them a greasy Reese's. Like, you had to get that nice kind of film on it.
No.
But these were, when I was a kid, I love a Reese's Cup now. It's probably, I'd say, probably my go-to. Or anything, I know, I love Reese's Pieces as well. Pretty much anything Reese's I'll eat. But as a kid, I didn't care about these. I was like, no, go ahead. Just give me the Starburst. Give me something in a pack that's easy to open.
And that's the thing. No, I think as flavor goes, you can't beat a Reese's.
No.
But it's just too much. Like, look, it's like a 15-point turn, I guess.
Yeah.
Just to get inside here.
Yeah, see?
Are you going trick-or-treating this year?
Of course.
Same. Where do you go trick-or-treating?
In your neighborhood.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. This is the thing.
Where do you think I'll be?
This is the thing that used to upset me. I used to have, I have friends growing up who used to live in really nice neighborhoods, and I would always hear about the one rich person in the neighborhood that would hand out, like, iPods and stuff.
What?
Yes, promise you.
iPods? Now, I thought you were going to say king-size candy bars, because that was always a jackpot, too. You know what wasn't a jackpot?
What?
The person's house you went to that gave you pretzels.
No.
Like, who buys those mini bag of Snyder's pretzels and actually hands those out?
A sociopath. That's a good time.
You're absolutely right.
I'll teach these kids about excess.
Yeah, I never got... I did get the pen. Sometimes if you gave me a pencil or something with candy, I was fine. But I remember there was one kid's house in my neighborhood. His parents always gave out little bags of Snyder's pretzels. And I'm like, are you part of the Snyder's family? I'm not. What's wrong with your parents?
Also, my favorite house to go to was the people who weren't there but just left candy in a bowl to take one, please. Nah, I'm taking all.
Please
these,
take bro. One.
I'm
please,
taking
yeah,
all these.
No.
I'm emptying this in my my pillowcase and I'm hitting the next house.
Well, so we pretty much broke that down.
I got a sugar rush right now.
Say, look how many Starbursts we have left. I bet there's some more double yellows in here. Well, why don't you guys, why don't you drop us in the comments what your favorite... Look at that, another one. What the hell is going on? Who planned this?
Star Wars people, get it together.
Come on.
We want the reds.
Ridiculous.
We want the pinks.
It's
we
ridiculous.
Want the orange. We don't want this. What is this?
My God.
Just give them all the yellows. Don't buy
a there's a yellow and an orange combo. That's better.
Whatever.
All right. Anyways, as we are clearly getting angry now.
Orange
pink. Hey, even those. In the comments, guys, drop us and let us know what your favorite Halloween candy was. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always. I'll be honest, we were off last week. We didn't have an episode. Got Halloween this week, but we have some really, really exciting stuff coming up. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Make sure you're giving us reviews, comments. And now, as we've talked about, we are an actual podcast. You can you can tell your Amazon Echo to play the Big Foodies. We are on pretty much everything.
Anywhere you can
now.
Get podcasts at this point, we
that's
are
right.
On. So go check us out there.
And as always, we're going to give away one Marco's Pizza. So let's do that in the Facebook comments.
Facebook
we haven't
comment.
Done that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah.
you leave a Facebook comment, you're also going to possibly win a Marco's Pizza. From the Marco's Kitchen Studios, I am Biggie. This
Biggie
is Barrett.
Should.
That was Matt. Rude. We are
better
the, that's right. We are the Big Foodies. We'll talk to you soon. We'll